All right, everybody. We are joined now by driver of the number 24, Fraternal Order of Eagle Chevrolet, Justin Haley. We are also joined by the number 16, Brett Moffitt, Advix Group Toyota, and the number 54, Bolamastis, Crosley's brand Toyota. Guys, you just finished up your practice for today, and we have the buckle up your in your truck 225 tonight. Go ahead and just give a little brief overview of, thank you, appreciate it, of your outlook on tonight's race.
Well, from my end of it, I'm Bolamastis with Crosley. So regardless, how cool is it for me? I'm going to have the trophy in my hands tonight. That much I know. Now, what do I mean by that? So Crosley is giving a jukebox away to the winner tonight and tomorrow for Xfinity and, of course, for the Cup on Saturday night. And I have the great fortune, the great pleasure of presenting it. Now, how cool would it be for me to get it tonight? Let me tell everybody in this room, ain't happening. If I pull off a top 10, that's good enough. But I still get to touch the trophy. And there's a good chance I'm going to give it to this guy or Mr. 24 here because they can haul the mail. But for me, with Crosley, it's a great day to be here. Believe it or not, the 54 is we're okay. We're kind of sporty. David Gilliland and Bono, Mannion, every week they give me a better truck. And I was just telling Mr. Moffitt here because he drove a lot of this equipment that I'm in. He drove it last year. So every week, David and Bono, they keep giving me better stuff. And Summer keeps writing more nice things about me. And I'm kidding. But anyway, we're kind of on the rise. That's the good news. Bad news is I got a long way to go. But today is it's a great day, very special. And good luck to these guys.
Yeah, he covered it.
Brett?
Not going to lie, our Icing Group Advix Toyota is struggling. We're didn't come where we needed to and struggling to find the right setup in it, but I know Scott and the guys are going to work hard on it, and I would like to get that jukebox, and I don't know if it's going to happen for us either, but I can bet you we're going to be trying and would like to take it home with us.
Now, if anybody is in your shoes and you don't win, all you got to do is go to Target.com. Hell, get one.
I don't want to pay for one. Free is for me.
No,
the truck series doesn't have the big bills.
I like the way you roll.
All right, we'll go ahead and open up the floor for any questions. Right here to Lee.
What would you do if you won, Bo?
I would celebrate a little bit tonight and get myself ready for next week. So next week I have the pleasure of get a race in Austria and part of the Formula One series with KTM. So it's something new I'm doing. So tonight, if we do win, all good. But my celebrations of life are very short because tomorrow morning you got to go. So, but no, I would be thrilled. Eventually I'll win. It might be tonight, but yeah, you never know. But the celebration would be very short. I would take care of my guys. The jukebox goes to them. God knows I got enough back home. So,
go over to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires.net, Performance Racing Network. I actually have a couple.
Can't hear you.
Can't hear me? Okay, how about that? Now you can. Have a couple questions. Jerry Jordan, PRN, Kicking the Tires. Bo, for you, you catch a lot of flack on Twitter sometimes from different people. What's your response to that? And I'll get to the other guys in a second.
I don't know anything about Twitter. The only reason I'm on Twitter is because of my man Trump. I love to hear what's going on in the world. Guys, I wake up at 5 o'clock. I'm in the gym at 5:15. I'm watching Fox from 5:15 till about 8:30. I then get on a bicycle. I go for a heck of a ride. I go to work. Crosley all ends about 135 teammates. I have the good fortune of being the leader. Leaders lead. And one thing about media, don't ever, ever read about yourself, because if it's good, guess what? It isn't good enough. And if it's bad, you'll sit there and say, I don't deserve that. Just don't read it. So the way I roll is I wake up every day. I try to do the right thing. And, you know, if you always do right, you won't go wrong.
Okay. And, Justin, hey, how has your week been over the past 6 days.
My week's been good. I flew out Sunday, and I visited the Fraternal Order of Eagles convention. They've been my sponsors for the past 2-3 years, and they've been my primary sponsor on most everything I've drove, and got the pleasure going to seeing all them, and didn't spend much time in the shop this week, but flew in out of Texas last night in Charlotte, got back, hopped on a plane, and led first practice today, so been a pretty good week.
You're okay?
Yeah, we're good. We got more wins coming. You know, we got a fast truck. We won Gateway a few weeks. So, like I said, I've been to the FOE convention for the past 5 years, and they've got 100% behind me, and they got my support, and they've been backing me for a while. So, good to go out there and see all of them.
I would only add, apologize for my voice.
Use the mic.
Also like that. I got 100% bow support.
We got a question right here in the back. You dropped the mic right now. Literally.
Hey, Bo, over here. You and Ben, obviously.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, geez.
My man.
It hasn't been long, has it? You didn't come yesterday.
Here?
No, to our press conference in Louisville.
That's a question for Fred Cowgill, not for Dan Coob. You and Ben, obviously, from the Louisville area. What have your interactions been like in your first year on the truck series with him, and how important is it to have local guys in this race?
Oh, I love having local guys. So he's talking about Ben Rhodes, and, you know, Ben's from Louisville. I'm from Louisville, and he is great. What a cool kid. He's not a kid. And he raced here 5 or 6 years ago. It was his first ARCA race. It was the first time he was at Kentucky Speedway. And I tell you what, he went right to the front. And so he's a great kid, great family, and I wish him all the luck. And I'd love to give him a jukebox tonight. So our company's got a little King Air, and anytime he wants, he's always got a seat on there, because as soon as these races are over, we get home, and I said, Ben, tomorrow morning, man, you can be up 6:30, you know, training. And he's like, dude, I'll take the ride home, but I don't want to train tomorrow morning. But anyway, he's a great kid.
Go over here to Lee.
Brett, how has the morale changed since you came over to your new team?
It's been great, honestly. I've said it in the past. I've worked with pretty much this whole team before, whether it was at Red Horse or Michael Waltrip Racing or anywhere I've been in the past. And it's such a great group of guys, and Shiggy's put really good people in the right places. Justin's worked with Greachy a lot, and he's obviously had a lot of success with him. And every time I get paired up with Scott Zipidelli, a lot of good things seem to happen. So I love working with them. We're a tight-knit group, and we have a lot of fun together, and we work hard together.
And Justin, at what point did it sink in that you had not actually won that race on Saturday or Friday night?
Well, I did cross the start-finish line first. So in my belief, I still won unofficially, but I don't know. I don't know when it sunk in. It was just kind of how it went. I don't get the opportunity to go over there Xfinity racing much. And how it was put to me this year is I got Iowa from GMS and Daytona and Watkins Glen, and that was kind of my three shots to make something happen. If I didn't, then, you know, I wasn't going to go too far in my career. So I had to make the most of it, and I think I have to this point. So I'm just really fortunate to get those opportunities, because they don't come very often, and I'm just super thankful that GMS and Mike Beam and Maury Gallagher put me in the car It really means a lot to me, and they continue to support me in the truck series. So I'm just super blessed.
Okay, so I'm going to top that. You know, he just said he was super fortunate. So if you all want to look up, and if you had come to Louisville yesterday, you would have seen the KTM Expo cars. So for 2019, KTM, which is based out of Austria, and you think, well, that's a motorcycle, but they're making this particular F1 type car. It's a McLaren carbon tub. oh, my God, is it bad to the bone? So it's a 2.0 Audi turbocharged engine. And these things are so much fun. And at all the F1 tracks, they're running them. And they have about 38 to 40 cars per week. So anyway, with something I'm involved in, Crosley's going to bring that series to the United States next year. We announced that yesterday. We had KTM in Louisville. So this weekend, a week from today, I'll be in Austria, much smaller. And I would like to ask Justin if he would join me. Now, we got to get him an FIM license and stuff, but it's very doable. I am asking you if you would like to come and race in Hungary. And if you don't want to do Hungary, I'll give you a date in September when we go to Italy. We go to Misano, which is the new F1 track. I have a practice track up in Indianapolis that I'm a member of called Putnam Park. And I'm dumb enough to buy a guest membership so I can take anybody I want. It's like becoming getting a membership at a golf course and you got nobody's to play with. So I bought a buddy pass. Anyway, I can get you up to speed in one of these. We just bought 12 of them. I've taken possession, I think, of three. And I was in one yesterday. Oh, my God. It makes this truck stuff look boring. Anyway, but if you would be my guest, don't have to say yes or no. Just like when you propose to a girl, you always say, but don't have to answer now. But if you would like, you could be my guest, and I'll hook you up all the way through. All you need is a duffel bag. Take your gear, and you'll have a... you'll have a car waiting on you, and you get a full day of practice on Thursday. Friday is practice in the morning, qualifying. Saturday is two motos. Each moto is like 45 minutes long, and it's the coolest series in the world. So if I was you and you're blowing up your brand, because that's all these guys have really is their brand. You know, Brett Moffitt, you know, they're going to talk more about him than his race team. He's his own brand, and so is Justin. So if you're going to blow up your brand, I call it bandwidth. So I'm now extending an arm to take you to Europe. So you ought to go out to your Twitters and all that crap and say, oh, you know, but now I have an opportunity through DGR Crosley to go to Europe and race in Italy. Wow. I think all your fans and most of the racing world's going to say, wow, that kid is going somewhere. So he's racing, you know, truck, and then he's doing Xfinity. Now he's in Europe with his KTM series. So that's why I'm asking you to go. You don't have to say yay or nay. You're probably busy. All three of these rounds for me, it does not conflict with the truck series. So anyway, it's a pretty cool deal. Yeah, it's not all lefts, but you give me a couple weeks, a couple track days up at Putnam, and you'll be on the money.
Going to come up front right here.
Eric Young with the superspeedway.com. Brett, after you won Chicago, you said that you were working on sponsorship still for a couple races. You had Eldora and Bristol to work on. You announced this week that you have iRacing on the truck at Eldora. How are things coming together for Bristol? Are you good for the rest of the season at this point?
Not sure. That's a good question. It's kind of been the same story every week for us, and fortunately enough, we've had a lot of great people step up. And I can't thank iRacing enough for helping us out at Eldora, and it's a tool I get to use to practice for Eldora. So I've never raced the truck race there. I came from a dirt background, but that was racing cars that were meant to be on dirt, and these ones are simply not. So it'll be a good tool to use to practice. And as far as Bristol goes, we're still really uncertain. But all I can say is there's been a lot of positive energy, and the more we have success, the more that snowball keeps growing. So hopefully we can have a good run tonight, get some attention for us, and help close that gap.
All right, we're going to wrap up right here in the middle.
James Ernest, Grueling Truth Radio Network. Bo, you've raced here many times. What do you feel the biggest changes to the track have been?
Well, they, you know, when they repaved it, they reshaped 1 and 2. So before, this is the first time hearing a truck, so everything else has been in an ARCA car. But you really couldn't run 1 and 2 flat before. So once they added the banking, you can go flat in 1 and 2. They didn't change 3 and 4 as far as the banking at all. And 3 has always been difficult as far as the entry because it's kind of so flat. So now you add about 10 mile an hour coming off of 2. So your delivery into 3 is so much faster. And I think that's kind of made 3 even tougher. So, you know, a day like today when we were taped off a while ago, you could go right to the bottom and go back at it so quick and so hard. But tonight, you know, it's going to cool off. Things are going to get tight. And so it's just 1 and 2. 1 and 2 is fantastic. The banking is awesome, but you're just flat, meaning you're not lifting, and it's in certain respects easy until your tire wears off. But personally, and I don't want Mark or any of the Tim Bray to hear me say this, but I liked it before. I mean, I'm all about old school. I liked it better before.
All right. Well, thank you guys, and good luck in the race tonight.